welcome to RWR Now. We've got another very special little episode for everybody. It might be a little bit controversial, this one. We'll find out in just a moment. Before we tell Alex and Matt what we're doing, I thought I'd better introduce them to you all as the co-hosts of the show. So first of all, Matt, welcome to the show, The Polar Bear.
Thank you very much. Love controversy. Can't wait to see what we've got.
Controversy creates cash, according to Eric Bischoff.
Exactly.
And I don't think any of us will be getting paid for this episode, though, unfortunately. We also have the rock star, Alex Kirkland. How you doing, Alex?
Controversy creates nerves, because I'm nervous now. I got these bonus episodes. Whenever I don't know what it is, I shit myself. I don't know.
So what we're going to do today is only controversial because I don't want anyone to think that we're wishing the end of somebody's job, which we kind of are, but I don't really want anyone to think of it that way. This is just a bit of fun, okay? So the idea here is that we're going to look at every single member of the Raw roster as it stands today. So we are recording this on the 8th of April, 2024, the day after WrestleMania 40, Night 2. And I've got a list of every person on screen on Raw in front of me. And what we're going to do is we're going to say stick, twist, or bust. Now those things obviously mean if we say stick, we're just saying stick with them where they are, they're perfectly fine in their position. If we say twist, we're saying give them a push, give them a renewed push, whatever it is. And if we say bust, that kind of means we don't care. I'm not going to say it means we want to get rid of them, but it kind of means we don't care. Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah.
Not too controversial, but yeah, as I said, I don't want anyone to think we're wishing them out of a job, but maybe we just don't care about them. And in that vein, we're going to start with the first person on the list. This is an A to Z list. It's an alphabetical list, but it's all the men first, then all the women. But in the first on the list is Akira Tozawa, talking to people we potentially don't care about. But let me just hand it over to you. Let's start with you, Matt. What do you think?
Stick. He's a decent little addition to the Alpha Academy. I think we're talking about that Akira Tozawa anyway. Goes to show he's really high up on the card. Yeah, I think he does a decent little job, and no more, no less. Fine.
Alex?
Bust.
Oh, look at that. He's going straight in. Straight in with a knife in the back of Akira Tozawa. I'm a stick. I think he's a pretty talented guy, actually, and he has had a number of very highly rated matches in his pre-WWE days, so maybe there's still a chance for him to do something interesting. Okay, we're going to try and rattle through these as quick as we can, because we've got 59 people to cover, so trying to do our best to go quickly. Andrade is next up. Matt?
Bust.
Oh, now we've got to go into that. Why?
I don't see it. Do not see it. I've never seen it. All the promise of the world has never delivered. Bust.
Bosh twist.
Well, the opposite.
Push him. I love him. I love him. I've always liked him. Loved him in NXT. Love his presentation. Think he's fantastic in ring. Yeah, push him.
I'm going to say stick. So there you go. We've got the full gamut there. I'm not big on Andrade either, Matt, but I'm just not sure he's in a particularly prominent position anyway. So I'm not really that worried, to be honest, that he stays there. Next up, Apollo Crews. Matt.
Bust.
If you're going to say bust, you've got to give us an explanation. Can't just say bust.
They've tried. Nothing seems to stick. If it does, it just hasn't really sort of hit it out of the park. And I just think it's one of those that we've tried a couple of times now. Let's just cut our losses and move on.
Alex.
Is he not in NXT, Apollo Crews?
Possibly, but I've got him in the raw roster here.
Yeah, so. I think he was.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm the same with you, Matt, for the same reasons. Bust. They've tried with him, but yeah, bust.
I'm going to say bust too. I think he's just taking up room that we could use for somebody else. And I think he's a talented guy, but he's just too nice. Look, you know, he's got a big smile and he just looks too nice to be an effective guy. I'm with you, Bust.
He's a producer.
Sorry, Apollo. Well, he'd probably just go to AEW if we get rid of him anyway. So, you know, it's all good. Next up, Braun Strowman, who's currently inactive with a neck injury.
The last I remember, he's in a tag team with Ricochet, which I thought potentially had legs. So stick, like that position.
Oh, well, he ain't I'm not twisting with him, that's for certain, because I don't like big men wrestlers, but he is pretty good, and he was good with Ricochet. So go on, I'll stick with him.
Yeah, I'm going to stick. I think Braun Strowman's got a potential long-term future as the upper mid-card monster that you have to go through before you get to the main event, like Kane and Big Show were for ages. And they haven't got anyone of that kind of size these days who's also actually able to go. I mean, they've got, what's his face? Omos, but he can't really wrestle. So, yeah, I say stick. Next up, then, Big Bronson Reed.
I'll begrudgingly go with stick.
I'll go with twist, actually. I'll go with twist because I haven't seen a lot of Bronson Reed, but what I've seen, I've quite liked, and I like his figure. That's not the right word to use. That's not the right word to use at all.
You like,
how he looks, his body shape, because it's different. It's the same thing with Otis, which we're probably going to get onto, but he seems like a bit of a killer. So, yeah, do you know what? We'll push him and see what happens.
I'm going to say stick, because I don't really know enough about him, and he seems relatively decent. So we'll see what he's got. I think he's still to be fully evaluated in terms of his value to the main roster. And we've got Brutus Creed. I guess you could also add in his brother here, who is Julius, I think.
Stick. Yeah, kind of. They're still relatively new. I think still evaluating is probably a good way to describe them as well. So, yeah, Stick.
I have no idea who they are. Just let me. Sorry.
Creed Brothers.
I mean, if you don't know them by the name, you're not going to know them by looking them at me.
They do that cannonball.
Yeah, but then I can look at what they look like.
Oh, I see.
And then think, oh, so they're in NXT. Oh, yeah, I have seen them. No. Bust. Get rid.
I'm just going to say stick. I haven't seen enough of them to get rid. But, you know, I wouldn't be upset if someone said they would have been released. Sorry, guys. Chad Gable.
Oh, you know.
Twist.
Yeah, same here.
Push him to the fucking moon.
Yeah. Oh, he's fucking amazing, Chad Gable. His acting is shit, but his wrestling, he's amazing. Yeah, twist.
I'm a twist too, though not quite as hard, I don't think, as Matt. Like, give me one more card, not another three, which is what it sounds like Matt wants. But like, I think he's got a great, he's great in ring. Like, he's a really talented guy. I just don't think the look works for me. As a top guy, I think where he is coming out of WrestleMania, presumably in the Intercontinental title picture, as I said, we're recording this on April 8th, so I don't know when this is going to come out. That's probably the right sort of place for him. I don't see him as being higher than that personally. CM Punk.
Twist. Oh. I mean, he's getting pushed. Let's push him some more. Why not?
Well, yes. Well, stick then. If he's up there anyway, so he's all right where he is. Stick.
Is it fair to say we don't really know where he is at this point? Because he's had one match since he's come back, and it was in the Royal Rumble, and it was what it was. Like, I'd say stick, but only because I don't really know where he is right now. I imagine that they've got plans for him to be a top-level guy, and there are programs with Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, probably Roman at some point as well in his future, if they get what they want out of him and if his body holds up. But until we see it, I don't know. Cody Rhodes. Can you twist any further?
I don't think you can, so I kind of think it has to be stick.
I'm going to go twist. And wow. The reason I'm saying that, you're going to go bust
just out of, but by accident, yeah, that, all that stick, all that twisting.
No, the reason I'm saying that is it's mainly kind of a hopeful twist, that I hope that this isn't we've given the title and he has a couple of months with it or whatever. I want him to have a long run. I want him to have a long run with that title. So that's why I'm going for twist. So yeah, he's obviously won the title and I want to push him with it.
I think stick, obviously. I don't think you can twist him any further. And from my perspective, Alex, I don't necessarily need him to have a long run with the title. I just need him to have a long run in the title picture. What I don't want to see is WrestleMania 41, him in the opening match fighting for the IC or US title, as happened with Daniel Bryan, as happened with Chris Benoit, as happened with one or two others that have had a similar situation on them.
Yeah, I suppose that's what I mean with regard. I mean, I push him with the title, but then keep him up there.
I mentioned Chris Benoit because obviously he was one of the winners of the multiples of 10 WrestleManias, which are kind of Bret Hart, Benoit, Bryan and Cody Rhodes now, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Damian Priest, Matt. Looking forward to this. Looking forward to it.
I'll go stick. Don't want him to be fired or anything. Definitely don't want to see him pushed. Kind of would like to see him de-pushed a little, but
You could say bust just to relegate him a bit if you wanted.
Okay, yeah, bust.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you surprised by that, Alex? He's been saying he hates Damian Priest for months.
Yeah, fuck that. No. Jack Swagger all over again.
Oh, come on. No, it should be wrong. Completely wrong. That being said, I was going to twist him, but then looking at my list, I'm twisting with everyone here. I'm pushing everyone. So I like him. I really like him. And again, we should have one title. I get that. We should have one title, but we've not. We've got two. So I think he's got this. He's been given this title now, and again, I just want him to do something really good with it. I want him to change Matt's mind is what I want him to do.
I don't think that's likely.
Yeah,
Matt's not a man who changes his mind easily.
Yeah, no. I do think he'd be massively unfair with him there. I like him. I really like him. I think he's decent.
So I think that I'd say stick. Priest is fine where he is, and I I'm interested to see where this goes. I don't know exactly who they're going to put him up against in his world now, because obviously the way they did the Money in the Bank cash-in was deliberately to not have him go with Drew after this point, given that they're both heels and given that it wouldn't make sense. Like, Drew can blame CM Punk as opposed to Priest coming out of that match, which I think was actually a really genius bit of booking, if I'm perfectly honest. Wasn't even a scenario I'd even considered going into WrestleMania, that they might do it on Drew. I thought they might do it on Seth, having had Seth beat Drew, but I didn't expect Drew to have it gone against him. So that was cool. So I don't know where they're going to go. Looking forward to seeing what they do with Damian Priest. Dexter Lumis.
Bust. Not a fan of the gimmick. Kind of feel it's been played out. Get rid of him.
I was a fan of the gimmick when it first started because it was something completely different, but then it just went completely nonsense. Absolute nonsense. How the Miz was, it was all his ideas. I mean, the brain of Vince McMahon. But yeah, he can go off me. I didn't even know he was still in the company, to be honest with you. Not seen him for ages, so he can go bust.
Dexter Lumis is one of these guys that I hadn't realised was a former TNA guy, Sam Shaw. I hadn't realised that was who he was. And he played exactly the same character in TNA, from what I remember, about 7, 8, 9 years ago. So yeah, bust. I'm on Dexter Lumis, I'm afraid. Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, Twist. I'm doing mine now. Twist. Fucking
stick.
Love him. Absolutely love him.
Stick.
He's the best heel in the business at the minute. Absolutely fucking love him.
I wouldn't agree with that, but he's in the perfect position for him.
He's a shitbag. He's an absolute shitbag that you want to kick the shit out of. And that is a heel's job in my eyes. I think he's incredible. Incredible.
I think he's really good, and I completely agree with Matt. Stick. I think he's really good, and I think he's in the best position for him, and he can be in that position for a very long time. I do see in the future, and I mean a very long time, maybe 3-4 years in the future, they can do a thing where he turns babyface with the blessing of Ray, gets given the mask, and they can turn him babyface and have him do something completely different. But for now, this is a great position for him. Just keep him where he is. Keep doing what he's doing. Doing a great job.
Can I just clarify something with regards to this twist then? Because when I say twist, and I mean push him, I mean give him the US or the IC title. Because that is a push in my eyes, because he's not had one. That's what I mean. I don't mean push him. He's wrestling Cody for the bloody title at SummerSlam.
I know. Twist means he's going up in the card.
I think a single title, IC or US, or whichever one's on Raw. I do think give it him. Give it him and see what happens. I think he'd be fantastic.
Okay, Drew McIntyre.
Ooh, Twist. I think as everybody knows, I'm a big Drew McIntyre fan. Twist. I'd like to see him even higher up the card.
Stick. He's up there anyway, isn't he? So, yeah, stick.
Yeah, it's hard to say twist because he is right up there. And I did think what they did at WrestleMania was absolutely fantastic with Drew. But I think I'm with Matt here. Twist. I think he's just been so sensationally good for the last 4 or 5 months. Maybe I don't know how you go further. Maybe you have him be the next dominant heel champion. I don't know. Maybe stick is right, but I mean, he's just been great. He's just been great. So next is Eric of the Viking Raiders, who is inactive currently with another neck injury.
Stick. Yeah. Come. Yeah. Why not? Just stick. Keep, tag team Viking Raiders, man, stick.
Yeah, I'm the same. Stick with both of them.
I am bust. I don't think the Viking Raiders are a team that belongs in this WWE. Feels a bit too berserker or Deuce and Domino, or, it feels too gimmicky to me. Just it's not for me. Get rid of it. Finn Balor.
Ooh. I think I'll go with stick.
I'm going to go with stick as well.
I would say stick, except I don't know what that means for him, because he's obviously was Damian Priest's, as we're recording here, he was Damian Priest's tag team title partner, and they just lost the belts and Priest won the world title. So how does Finn Balor stick in that world? I don't know. I'm kind of a bust with him, to be honest. I just never really got it with Finn Balor. He's a competent guy, but he's been around quite a long time now as well. People forget he made his main roster debut in 2016. That's 8 years. What's he going to do ever again? I'm not convinced. It's a low stick and very high bust.
Same.
I'd stick with him for the time being, and because I think that you've got a program with Damian Priest. If you turn him face over the summer, give him a 3 matches or whatever, maybe a gimmick one. I'm not saying he wins the title, and then after that, it just gives something for Damian Priest to tick over. So that's why I'd keep him around.
That's the program. Busted both.
Well, also, like, that is a twist you're going with, Alex, there, because that's a push for Finn Balor if he's going.
Not at the minute. Not at the minute. Well, if we do this again in about 6 months, I'll say a twist.
Jesus. So nobody's ever got more technical about the twist.
Get off our fence.
Giovanni Vinci.
Stick. I think he's fine where he is.
I'm saying stick, but I'm laughing because I'm gonna push him, I suppose, when I push Gunther. So I'm keeping him around for Gunther's push.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stick because I think this is. I remember talking about the Wyatt family very early on in the Wyatt family's history, like before he'd even faced Cena. Because someone was saying, oh, Luke Harper's a really good wrestler, he should get his own push. And I was like, no. The bigger value of Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, both of them, is to stay with Bray Wyatt to make Bray Wyatt a bigger star. And that's exactly how I feel about Giovanni Vinci and whatever is the other one's called, Ludwig Kaiser. Like, they...
the other one.
They're both, I mean, in particular, Ludwig Kaiser, old Marcel Bartel, or however you say his name, excellent wrestlers, both. Don't get me wrong. Really good in their own right, but they will never be more important to WWE than they are as part of Gunther's entourage. So stick for me. Gunther.
I'm torn on this one, but I think I'm kind of going to say stick. Kind of like the position he's at. I suppose you could see him go higher, but for now, I'll go with stick.
Oh, twist. Watch that fella.
I'm going to say stick, but only because it's not that I don't think he doesn't deserve to be a main event guy, but I think he's basically there. I think he's already there. I mean, maybe a low twist. Like, give him a little bit of a push because, you know, you want to push him up to probably face Cody at some point. Maybe not just yet, but, I mean, a match SummerSlam might work if they're not going for The Rock, which would probably be my preferred destination for SummerSlam, but or indeed the Bash in Berlin. So I think he will be in the main event, whatever. Yeah, maybe. I'm going to go twist, but it's only a very slight one. I don't think you need to do too much. He's already been pushed significantly for the last couple of years. JD Madonna.
Bust. That might be a little bit of an unfair one because he's been perfectly fine as far as his role in Judgment Day goes, but my reason for saying bust is realistically, I think you could give that to almost anybody else, and I'm not sure that they probably do a similar sort of job, so a bit interchangeable, so yeah, bust.
Yeah, bust for me too. I don't think he has any place in the Judgment Day. He doesn't fit for me. In the Judgment Day, they were all right as they were as a four-piece. So, yeah, get rid of him.
I'm going to say stick, because I don't think the Judgment Day will survive very much longer if they do not keep someone like him, simply because Damian Priest is now world champion. Rhea Ripley is probably one of the most popular people on the roster, even though she's a heel. She gets cheers everywhere. And Dominic Mysterio kind of just can do his own thing anyway. Like, he's already a thing on his own. I feel like in order... You know, I know I said Finn Balor is probably a bust for me, but if the Judgment Day are to keep going, I think Priest could do with Balor and JD Madonna behind him, because I think the other two are sort of, feel like they're halfway stepped out of the faction. I do see Rhea Ripley turning babyface in the not too distant future. Next up is Jey Uso.
Stick.
Twist. Because I'm just thinking of people for Cody, and I think I'd quite like to see a bit of a short program for a face-v-face Jey Uso Cody Rhodes match for a title. I think it'll be quite a decent match.
I'm going to say stick because I'm a big fan of Jey Uso, but I was not a fan of the match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That I'm second-guessing myself now. So, yeah, for me, Jey Uso is a stick at the moment.
Yeah, but he's better than that, though. I mean, he may be, but I'm just
not seeing it right now. Right now, I'm just not seeing him as main event Jey Uso. I'm kind of seeing him as upper mid-card Jey Uso, to be honest.
Doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
No, you're right, it does not. Jinder Mahal.
Bust.
Well, I want my company to make money overseas, so no, bust.
Yeah, I think I'm the same, unfortunately, Jinder. You've had a great run. You've had a better run than anyone could ever have imagined, possibly, that you would have. Time for the bust.
I'll shock you and piss Matt off here now, but when they give him the title, I was all for it. I mean, it was a shit run, don't get me wrong, but it was just someone different, and the reason for it was ridiculous. But I thought, do you know what? Let's have something different, and it turned out to be a right shit show, but I was quite a fan of it at first.
Never saw that coming.
Next up is Johnny Gargano.
Twist. Do you know what? It's going to be a light twist. As much as, I mean, I love Gargano, and I mean no secret of that, but I don't think he'll ever get to the heights of what he did in NXT. But I would like, I do think he's got some value and potentially maybe like an Intercontinental title run, US title run. I think he could do something decent with Ciampa as a tag team title run. So I think there's still, he's got more value to give. So as much as I'd like to see him push to the moon, I'll go with a light twist.
Bust.
Then you're wrong.
Get him over to AEW with all the others. No, I'm only joking. I'm joking, Matt. I thought you'd be a bit pissed off than that. Stick for me. Stick for me. I don't want them splitting up. I think they're all right as they are at the minute as a tag team. I love them both. I think they're a fantastic tag team. Keep them where they are for the time being.
I would have said twist if there was still a unified tag team title, because I would feel like you'd have to give them a push to get them into a position to take that belt. Now there are two titles, I'm saying stick, because you don't, they're both tag teams are weaker in terms of their prestige for there being two. So I feel like they're already at the level they need to be to get that belt. So I'm saying stick. Kofi Kingston.
Oh, this is a funny one. Bust. Kofi has done everything you can possibly do and then some. Bye-bye.
Pains me to agree with you on that. Pains me to agree with you on that. I love the New Day and I love Kofi Kingston, but there isn't anything more to do really with him. So I agree with you, Matt.
I'm going with stick simply because he doesn't appear that often. It's largely a ceremonial or ambassadorial role that he plays these days anyway. So I have no problem with him continuing to do that, quite frankly. Ludwig Kaiser.
Stick.
Yeah, stick.
For reasons that we've already discussed.
Yeah, same for me. The Miz.
Stick. I think he's got decent value for where he is. If he probably has a little bit more. He's got quite good value, I think, The Miz. So, yeah, let's stick.
Bust. Again, same as Kofi Kingston, really. There's nothing else for him to do. And I'm a big fan of The Miz. I do like The Miz, but the more I see him, the more I think, you've done everything now and maybe it's time to go.
I am the same as I am for Kofi Kingston, like you, Alex. But I said stick for Kofi. I'm going to say stick for The Miz. Again, you know, solid hand, experienced, clearly well-liked in the company, you know, has a presence outside of the wrestling ring, albeit quite small, but still has one. And is kind of like an ambassadorial type role anyway already. So, yeah, I'm saying stick.
I just realized he's been around for like, what is it, 20 years?
Yes. Jeez,
Christ.
Yes. It's a long, old time, The Miz. But, you know, that's fine. There's no problem with that.
Good for him.
Odyssey Jones. I don't even know who this is. I've got to be honest.
Twist.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who he is. I've not got a clue.
Even his Wikipedia page is really brief. So I think we'll just go on past it, to be honest. It doesn't matter. Otis.
Otis. Ooh, stick. I like Otis. I think he does good as what he does.
Yeah, stick. Stick. I like
I'm a stick on Otis. I'm quite a fan of Otis in general. Ricochet.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Do you know what? I'm going to go with twist. I think more could be done with Ricochet based, because I think the performances he has given, he really has knocked it out of the park on most of it, and it doesn't really get given that lot much to do. And I think they could do a little bit more with him. So I'll go twist.
I'll go stick. I like Ricochet. I've stuck with Braun Strowman. They were both a tag team before Braun Strowman got injured, and I thought they were perfectly serviceable where they were, so stick.
I'm a stick with Ricochet simply because I think he, where his ceiling is, he's met it, but he will be pivotal to WWE in their speed endeavor. I'm going to say stick. R-Truth.
This is where I may be a dick. But you know, whatever. It's what I do. I'm the polar bear bust. His comedy shtick wore thin long ago. He would be fine as an ambassador role, but I think there's others who can do it better than him, so bust.
I'm going to go stick. I like R-Truth, and I might be contradicting myself because I've got rid of Kofi Kingston and The Miz, but I got rid of them because they've done everything, whereas R-Truth hasn't. And I'm not saying he's going to become champion or anything like that, but I love his comedy stick. I think he's really funny. I think he's really, really funny, and it's something different. Good ambassador, been around a long, long time, probably the longest now, really. When was it, 99?
No. Yeah, he was, but he went to TNA for years after that.
Oh, yeah. But he's been around the wrestling business since 99, probably before then. But yeah, I like R-Truth. I'll always find a place for R-Truth in my roster.
I'm gonna stick, but I think what you said, Matt, is that you thought maybe in an ambassadorial role. He is in that role. It's just the last 3-4 months they've used him a bit. And I think that is simply to reward him for his long service. And I think The Miz and R-Truth will have a short title reign. They'll lose the belts and R-Truth will be phased out and he'll continue with his ambassadorial role again.
Yeah, probably.
Sami Zayn.
Stick. I think he's in perfect position for him at the moment.
Yeah, stick for me as well. As recording, he won the IC title a couple of days ago. Am I right with him being there?
Yeah, I'm a stick. That's fine. Now, next guy I don't know anything about, Sanga.
Who? Is that one of the guys with Jinder Mahal? What were they called? The
that was ages ago. The Bollywood Boys. God.
He's just called Sanga. I don't know. Oh, he's one of. Oh, he's. That's right. He's Veer Mahan's tag team partner, I think.
Bust.
Yeah, I'm gonna go bust. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, here's a note. Here's a good one. Seth freaking Rollins.
Well, I'm.
I'll go. Stick. He's all right where he is. He's up there anyway already. So stick.
I'm going to say that where he is right now is a WrestleMania headliner. So I'm going to say bust because I don't want him to be a WrestleMania headliner. I don't think he's at that level, personally. I think he's done a good job as part of the whole Rock, Cody, Roman Reigns thing. And I think he probably, anyway, after WrestleMania, and again, I will reiterate, we're recording this on the 8th of April, the day after WrestleMania Night 2, so we don't know what's happened, but I think he's due a break anyway. Like, he had the injury with the knee. They've obviously kind of sort of rushed him back a little bit to get him in time for WrestleMania. I think he could do with a 2-3 months off and then back with something, a new gimmick, but that gimmick should probably be lower down the card than WrestleMania headliner for me.
Do you know what? It's funny because, I mean, you're technically right. He has headlined WrestleMania now, but I almost see that as just, you know, they give it to him because of Punk's injury and it was kind of a necessity sort of thing. So,
but was he not going to do it with Punk anyway?
I don't think he would have closed the show. Maybe no.
I think he would have done.
I don't know. I think if put it this way, on the basis of if they have him headline, close the show of another WrestleMania, then yes, bust. But otherwise, sticks. But yeah, fuck it. I'll go bust. Sorry, he needs to be lower down the card.
Yeah, I think they would have headlined Night 1, Punk, Rollins, and then Cody, Roman, Night 2. That's what I think they would have done. For WWE and WrestleMania, and also CM Punk's fixation of wanting to main event WrestleMania, I think it was a given that was going to happen.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh, do you know what? Controversial, maybe, but bust. I think we've seen the very best from him. I think he's done a little bit better over the last couple of months, year or so maybe, but I don't think he's, I mean, for me, he's never bettered his match with Sami Zayn at NXT TakeOver. I think that was his peak. I don't think he's ever getting to those heights again. There's other guys who can do what he can do, so bust.
Yeah, I'm the same, bust. I've never been a big fan of Nakamura, really. When he come in, again, I've seen stuff on NXT, thought he was good then, and when he come in, I was really, really excited about him, but he's been a bit of a letdown. I can't think of any standout matches on the main roster. Really let down with the one at 34 with AJ Styles. It was all right, but I expected it to be a classic, and it was nowhere near a classic, so yeah, get rid.
I am a bust as well. I think Shinsuke Nakamura's best thing was Sami Zayn, the Sami Zayn match. And that was his first match in the company, I think, wasn't it? Or at least his first big match. He's just not performed to the level of the reputation that he had when he was in Japan. I also think, actually, if he's willing to go back and New Japan are willing to give him a light schedule, they could do with Nakamura back in the company. Because right now they've obviously lost Will Ospreay and they've lost Okada as well in the last 6 months. They could do with a shot from somebody who already is a star there. So I think Nakamura is a bust, but it might be better for him as well as WWE. Tommaso Ciampa.
Based on what I said about Johnny Gargano earlier, I'm gonna say twist.
Based on what I said about Johnny Gargano earlier, I'm gonna say stick.
Yeah, same, stick. Then we got Veer Mahan, which I'm assuming we're all
bust. Yeah, bust.
Yeah, bust. Fine. And then Xavier Woods is the final male.
Bust. For the same reasons as Kofi.
Oh, I got rid of Kofi, didn't I?
Don't think about it too much, mate. No. It's not that serious.
They're not really getting sacked.
Twist. No. I'll keep him around because hopefully Big E will come back. So I'll keep him around, stick.
I'm a bust on Xavier Woods. He's always been the weakest member of the New Day. And whilst Kofi, I still think, has got a bit of value outside of the New Day, not sure Xavier Woods does. So I'm a bust on Xavier. So women then, there's still quite a few to go, guys. Becky Lynch.
Considering her role at WrestleMania, since she just put Rhea Ripley over, if that's the role they're going to have her in, stick.
Stick.
I am a bust on Becky Lynch. I think, and that's not to say she should go. I just think, put it this way, she needs a break as well. I think that she's been a bit insufferable, to be honest, the last few years. I think her promos are really cringy and not very good anymore. I think ever since she did the heel run, she has not been as anywhere near as interesting for me. And I don't think she's been received as well by the crowd and the fans. I don't think she's as big a star as she was. And I don't know what else she does in WWE. Maybe you're right, Matt. Maybe she just puts people over, which I still think would be a slight downgrade on where she is now. Yeah, I'm not at all up on Becky Lynch at this point in time. And I feel bad about that because at one point I thought she was amazing. I think right now she, more than anyone, more even than Seth Rollins, I think is in desperate need, dire need of a shakeup in terms of who she is and what she's about.
She needs a break. Yeah, I agree with that.
Candice LeRae.
I'm going to say twist, you know, being the big Gargano fan and seeing as that's his wife. I think she can, based on what she's done on the indies and that, I think she can offer a little bit more.
Stick, keep her where she is at the minute.
Is she still in a tag team with Indy Hartwell?
Yeah.
Stick. We need some bloody established tag teams in that tag team division, and they would do it as far as I'm concerned, and they are good wrestlers, so yeah, let's have them together.
They're teasing a break though with them, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Maybe they're teasing it as a way to sort of get them into a place where they might go on a bit of a run afterwards. Who knows? Chelsea Green.
Stick. I was very tempted to go bust then, but I think she's had a bit of a limited role, and what she's done is fine, so just keep up with that.
I'm going to stick. I agree with you, Ben, with regards to building up this tag team roster. So I'm probably going to be sticking with quite a few of these, actually, because you could build tag teams with them.
I'm going to stick in the hope that her continued presence in the company will mean a return for Matt Cardona, the former Zack Ryder, and they'll form some kind of mixed tag team and do some great stuff. Indy Hartwell.
For the same reason as Candice LeRae, twist?
Stick.
Stick. Yeah. Ivy Nile.
Twist. Yeah. I really like Ivy Nile.
I get her and Zoe Stark mixed up.
Yes.
one's really short, one's really tall.
Okay. Was she in the Rumble? And she did quite well in the Rumble, is that?
Yeah, she's the really short one.
Yeah, well, I will stick for the time being.
Okay, I'm just going to try and delay right now whilst I look up the two women, because I genuinely can't remember which one's which. Okay, yes, I'm going to stick with Ivy Nile. I think she's good. I don't, but we haven't seen enough of her yet to see if she can really get a big push. Katana Chance.
Stick. I think fine where she is at the moment. Again, tag team, great. Keep it going.
Who's she in a tag team with?
Caden Carter.
Thank you.
Yeah, stick.
Katana Chance is the one who is Casey Catanzaro, right? Who was a gymnast before she...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's all right. Yeah, stick. Like you said, a chance for a tag team, and Caden Carter is next.
Okay. Yeah, stick.
The stick as well.
Fine. Liv Morgan.
Ooh, I'm going to go twist. I kind of feel that they're on the cusp of possibly doing that, but I think with a heel turn, I think might bring a different sort of side out of her, which I think would be good. So twist.
I'll stick, but I was tempted to go bust. I wasn't really impressed with her when she had the title, but we'll stick with her mainly. Maybe a heel turn, maybe.
I am going to go with the bust, Alex. I'm going to go there. I've decided. I just don't get it. I don't understand what anyone sees in her. I don't think she's particularly good. I don't really think she's very convincing. Just in general, I'm not at all a fan. Yeah, not for me, I'm afraid. Maxine Dupri.
Stick. I like Maxine Dupri. And again, part of the Afro Academy. I got a soft spot for them. So let's keep her around.
Yeah, stick. Keep her around.
Same for me. I like the Alpha Academy too. Natalia.
Ooh, this might be an interesting one. I'm going to go stick. She's kind of the women equivalent of the sort of ambassador sort of role, I think. So let's keep her around.
If you want to build up a tag team division, then why not have the person that's had more tag team partners than I've had hot dinners? So I'm going to stick.
Yeah, I think there's a good opportunity for Natalia to have a tag team with a younger kind of partner who basically they use to kind of give her the experience and all the benefit of that experience and whatnot. But I'm going to say twist on this, and I'm going to say give her one last big run. at a title. She'll have to win it, but a big run at a title would be cool. She's not going to be in the big matches again. There are far too many wrestlers ahead of her, but she's had a great length of service. She's been one of the more consistent wrestlers throughout that period of time in terms of like when she came in, like 2008, something like that.
Yeah.
Like she has been through the mill with that roster and she's still there, still working hard. Give her one last reward of a big match with somebody, maybe a Rhea Ripley, maybe Bayley. Actually, I could work with a Bayley Natalia feud, and you know, maybe one of the next. We've got loads of PLEs coming up as well, all over the world. Give her a run at a title. So I'm going to twist a short twist and then a slow bust, but down to kind of ambassadorial role for good. Then Nia Jax.
Stick. I think she's in the perfect position for her at the moment.
I am going bust. I don't see it. I think when she first come in, she's a presence and her body shape is different to the others, and she looks like a right monster, but she's never lived up to that hype. The music that she's got is crap. She can't cut a promo. She's never lived up to that threat, that real big threat. So I've never liked Nia Jax, so she can go for me.
I'm going to say stick. I keep her around just simply because she does look different to everybody else. She's also been quite effective, I think, in her role against Rhea Ripley and was it Becky before that in that just feud?
Pretty much Becky on Raw, I think.
Yeah, so I'm going to stick with her. I think she's still got some upside. Nikki Cross.
Bust. I'm not a fan of Nikki Cross. I've never really seen it, and I don't see again the women's title back again. And yeah, get rid of her.
No, stick for me. I like Nikki Cross, and she can help me in my tag team division.
I knew you were going to say that.
Put her in a tag team with Natalia.
Yeah, what is she doing right now?
Nothing.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm a stick, but only because she's doing nothing. I think if she was doing something of interest, I might. It probably still would be a stick because I don't think she's bad, but I just don't know what she's doing at the moment to stick, twist, or or bust from. Piper Niven.
Bust. God, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but I think Nia Jax is better than her, and she's got the kind of the sort of similar look, you know, the monster heel thing. So yeah, I've never seen it with Piper. Get rid of her.
Yeah, this is my first twist in the women's division, and I completely opposite. I think that she's miles better than Nia Jax, and there's your monster heel. I mean, she didn't have a stand a chance with Doudrop, the worst name ever given to a wrestler. And if she's pushed as that monster heel, I think she's miles better than Nia Jax.
What was anyone thinking with Doudrop? Legitimately, most ridiculous thing ever. Yeah. I'm a bust, I'm afraid. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure I see what anyone saw in her either, to be honest. I'm kind of with Matt. Was that what Nikki Cross was last doing in a tag team with Piper Niven? Which would make sense because Piper Niven is out with a hand injury.
She's doing something on Raw, I'm sure, and I can't remember.
Raquel Rodriguez.
Based on the last time we saw her, she was one of the women in the Elimination Chamber. I think there's still a bit of upside to her, so stick.
I'll go stick, but there was a match that she had, and I wasn't impressed. She had a title match. I can't remember what it was, and I wasn't that impressed with her, to be honest with you. But I'll stick, again, tag team division. Build it up.
Basically, in Alex's world, there's about 400 tag teams in the women's division.
Yeah.
I'm just a stick. I'm not really sure I've got strong opinions one way or the other with Raquel Rodriguez. Rhea Ripley.
stick. I'm not sure she could be, you know, give her a twister, give her a push any further, but yeah, to stick.
Twist and give her a title shot against Cody. For me, the biggest female in terms of like star power in the company at the minute for me. So yeah, she's absolutely fine where she is.
Yeah, agreed. Stick. Next up. Shayna Baszler.
I think this is a bit of a difficult one. I'm kind of going to go with twist. Just as it's similar to what you said with Natalia in terms of giving her one last sort of try. I kind of feel that way with Shayna. Give her one last shot. Let's see if she catches on and go that way. So twist.
I'm going to go twist. I don't think she's had that one shot on the main roster. Not really, not properly. I think she's absolutely amazing. She's a killer, an absolute killer. And she needs to be pushed for me exactly like she was on NXT. Just a killer. Yeah, so twist for me.
I'm in a funny place with Shayna Baszler. I don't, by the way, with Natalia, I wasn't like trying to test her out or anything. She's beyond testing. It was just a kind of a reward. With Shayna, I think she possibly still needs a chance. But I struggle to figure out where she fits, because I feel like Rhea Ripley is kind of, she's not the same, not any kind of way the same character, but she's got a sort of dominant presence about her that feels similar to Baszler to me, in my mind anyway. And they kind of step on one another a little bit. And I feel like you kind of want to keep Rhea Ripley very, very special. I suppose they could go up against each other. I'm gonna stick, but just because I am struggling to think where I would put her if I was booking this roster. I'm not really sure where I would go with her. And I think that's probably why WWE is struggling with as well, is where does she go? How do you use her in this roster? I don't know. Maybe she just needs to be in a different, she needs to be on SmackDown as opposed to on the same roster as Rhea Ripley, maybe, for me.
You could potentially turn a face and have her a bit like Ken Shamrock was, you know, when he first come in, where, you know, he was, you know, putting out referees all the time and went, you know, a bit like a killer, like Ken Shamrock was, possibly.
I don't know.
Something different for her, isn't it?
Yeah, I just don't know what you'd do with her. I just don't really, even if you gave her that gimmick, I'm just saying, I don't know who you'd put her up against. Like, she feels too dominant for most of the women, and the ones that she wouldn't feel too dominant against just feel too similar. That's why I'm struggling with her.
I don't see her as a face, I gotta be honest.
But if you pushed her, then that means she'll be in more matches, which means that you'll hear me say her name more.
That's true. Sonya Deville.
Yeah, let's stick. She's good hand. Let's keep her about.
Yeah, stick for me. I like Sonya Deville.
I'm going to say stick, but I think WWE might be concerned with the amount of time she spent out injured the last few years. What was her original injury, though? Because was it an illness?
She spent a lot of time off because she had some issues with a stalker, didn't she?
Oh, God.
I think she had a lot of, yeah, she had a, yeah, she, I think she went to court with a stalker, a proper psycho stalker. So I think she had a lot of time off for mental health issues, which is completely understandable.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. She's just got a torn ACL now, so I was wondering whether there was a concern about injuries in general. But if that was where she was out before, then not as much of a problem. Tegan Knox.
As biased as friggin' possible. This is twist all day long. She lives, or originally is from, a very small Welsh village, which I know very well. Love it. Twist all the way to the moon.
Stick. Become. She can be in a tag team with Piper Niven.
Or Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I would say twist, right? If WWE could get the rights to Bewitched for her song to come out to, which is what she used to come out to on the British independence scene, because that was bloody over when she used to be able to come out to that. Other than that, I'm going to say stick. So we have got on the roster here Trish Stratus, which I'm not arguing with. I just didn't realize that she was still there.
Stick, based on the last sort of usage of her. I think she was in the perfect position.
Boss, get rid.
I'm a stick. I think, you know, if you can use Trish for something to get somebody over, then I think Trish versus Shayna Baszler might be quite interesting, actually. That's one place I could see Shayna Baszler used. Valhalla.
Bust. Not a fan of that gimmick. And yeah, I don't really see any value that she currently had in, so bust.
Yeah, no, stick. I've stuck with the Viking Raiders, so they're good as a package, so I'll stick.
She married to, what's his face?
Somebody, yeah.
Eric from the Viking Raiders.
I think so, yeah. She's married to somebody, yeah.
Sarah Logan, she was in the Riot Squad, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bust, I think. As I said before, I'm just not into the Viking thing. Zia Lee.
Yeah, I think I'm going bust. I am really seeing what seems to be so special, so yeah, bust.
Yes, meet Jim.
No.
Right, I don't know who this is then.
She's Chinese, Zia Lee.
I mean, I'm not getting rid of her. I want my tag team up, don't I? So you'll keep stick.
I don't say
they're all stick unless I tell you otherwise.
I mean, she's probably in the glorified jobber role, and that's fine. So I'm saying stick. Zoe Stark.
Stick. I think she's all right where she is.
Yeah, stick for me. Yeah.
I'm saying bust, just simply because I don't want to get her mixed up with Ivy Nile anymore. Just going. We've got one more person to evaluate, and that is the general manager, Adam Pearce.
Stick. He's been perfect in his role, I think.
Yeah, same with me. Stick. I like an authority figure when it's done right, and I think they're doing it right at the minute. He's not on every week; just comes out when, as and when, to make the decisions.
The wrestling always needs an authority figure. Yeah. Just never a heel ever again. basically. Yeah. That's how I feel about it. And I say that because even like, even in the old days, like in the territories, they had authority figures. There was somebody who made the matches in the story. There was somebody who made rulings when there needed a ruling to be made. So Adam Pearce is great as the faceless, unbiased, completely neutral general manager who comes in and makes rulings when those rulings are necessitated by the story being moved along. So I am absolutely a stick. Good job, Adam Pearce.
The modern day Jack Tunney, isn't
he? He is. He's the modern day Jack Tunney, although much more charismatic.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the Raw roster. That's everybody on Raw, all the men and the women. We will probably at some point do the SmackDown division. At some point, and I'll have to make sure I save the set of wrestlers that we've got in the current SmackDown roster, because this very well could change in the next couple of weeks, given that we've just gone past WrestleMania and there is rumored to be a draft on the way. But for now, that is everybody we wanted to cover today in this different type of episode. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Alex, thanks for your contributions.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
And Matt, thanks for yours too.
Always a pleasure. Been fun to hire and fire people.
We'll be back again at some point in the future. We'll be a week, but I don't know what it's going to be. Until then, take care.